For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Brandy Blake. Today's episode has gone to the dogs. Well, the dog's nose, actually. Dr. Nathaniel Hall, assistant professor in the Department of Animal and Food Science, came to Texas Tech from Arizona, where he studied bomb-sniffing dogs, more scientifically called canine olfaction, the science of the dog's nose, and smell. I spoke with Dr. Hall about his research and discovered the bloodhound may not be all he's cracked up to be.
I've been interested in a variety of things, just trying to understand more about the dog's nose. Interestingly enough, despite how much we use it and how much we rely upon it, for like security situations, police, tracking, search and rescue, there's a lot less scientific information in that area. Much of it is more in the applied, used realm, where you actually sort of deploy the dogs in a variety of situations. Also, just trying to get a better grasp of what the dog's nose can do. It does have its own limits, and I'm trying to explore what those are.
For example, if you're trying to discover how a dog smells, let's just say alcohol, how does it all work?
I actually can show you a little bit. Over here is one of our generations of olfactometers. What this does is it's an electronic smell machine, basically. Inside of it, we have a variety of jars that are encapsulating an odor that we're interested in. And then what it does is it essentially takes a snapshot of the odor that's inside of that jar and presents it to this Teflon odor port. But you know, that non-stick surface, so it doesn't stick to the variety of odors. So it helps gives us sort of this clean background. And then we present the odor to that little port in there, and we train the dogs to tell us what they smell. If they smell a target, they press a little lever. And if they smell the odor, they're supposed to keep their nose and hold their nose in there. It's an alert response. If it's the wrong odor, they just have to take their nose out and walk away. And then we have the dog tell us, can you smell this? Can you not smell it? Or does it smell like this? Or does it smell like that? And then we sort of probe the dog with a variety of questions to try and figure out what things smell like to them. As well as starting to try and understand olfaction utilizing breed differences as well as just genetic differences in the dog alone. So we have dogs like the Bloodhound that are sort of notoriously famous for having a fantastic sense of smell. From a scientific perspective, there's almost no evidence that really suggests that they have a fundamentally different kind of sense of smell or greater sensitivity to odors than other dogs. So we're hoping to look at this from a behavioral perspective as well as a genetic perspective.
Bomb-sniffing dogs. Now, is that something that you hope to continue your work?
We are planning to continue that. We recently just heard that we've got some funding through a Texas Tech seed grant to help us explore a little bit more what are these genetic interactions that might be related to the detection of explosives. Get a better understanding of how dogs perceive the odor mixtures that are related to explosives. The smell of coffee, right, is made up of many different volatiles. Well, so are explosives. How is the dog perceiving that? Are they perceiving just the most concentrated ones, just a couple of those components, or are each one of the components that are put together that make up the explosive important for the dog to be able to recognize that as an explosive? Having a training aid, which is not explosive, but smells like an explosive to the dog, that would be very ideal. One of the tricks to that, though, is we don't know what an explosive smells like to the dog. So trying to figure out how to make something that represents an explosive to the dog is another sort of key area of research.
You've got your plate very full.
There's tons of research, so there's many, many years to go down this line.
For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Brandy Blake on 89.1 Texas Tech Public Radio.